It's a pizza adventure at a new restaurant that just opened tonight at 14th and T Northwest. This is called Matchbox 14th Street.
Jeff Dufour, who is the DC editor of UrbanDaddy.com, tells Dimitri it is worth stopping by just to look around.
They've done some impressive things architecturally here, which I think, apart from the pizza, is just worth going to see what they've done with this building. This is a building that's been at one time a bowling alley, a jazz club, and a car showroom, multi-level. When 14th Street was the center of car dealerships in the city, they stripped it down to the bones, put in these big beams. Now you've got three stories, multi-level, cantilevered over one another. And the coolest feature is that they've got these two booths that are literally suspended over the lower dining room on one of these giant I-beams. It's almost like you're eating your pizza up in a cloud. The entire booth, which is a canopied booth, big piece of wood overhead. The whole thing's made out of hardwood, and the booth itself is literally suspended on top of this I-beam over the lower level of the restaurant. They've got these I-beams that go across the length of the restaurant on the second floor, and they've taken these massive six-person booths with a hardwood canopy going over and literally suspended them right on the I-beam. You're essentially floating above the first floor of the restaurant, as it were. It's a pretty spectacular spot, one of the most unique tables you can ask for in the city.
Well, let's stay on 14th Street. We're going to go to 14th and U and Hanoi House. What can you find here?
You can find Vietnamese and pho like you can't find it most other places in the city. Usually when you think of pho, you think of a relatively Spartan place where the decor isn't really the emphasis. Sometimes there are even little hole-in-the-wall spots, and that's fine. But here, the Hilton brothers and the folks at ESL, who of course own a lot of other places on 14th Street, converted the old Blackbird warehouse space to a rather elegant Vietnamese pho spot. I joke that it's like a spot you might have seen Martin Sheen eating at before he ventured into the jungle in Apocalypse Now. It sort of has that French colonial vibe, velvet curtains and dark reds everywhere. It's a nice date spot. I'll give it that.
So let's talk deli now on Connecticut Avenue, Connecticut, and N DGS Delicatessen.
This is one of my favorite spots, actually, that's open this fall. What you've got is a rather traditional menu of Jewish fare done with two levels of table service. The most unique part about it is they've got a cocktail bar tucked away in the back. It's almost like a secret, you kind of have to know about it type thing. And they've created some cocktails that are designed to pair with some of their entrees, like smoked salmon pastrami. They've made a cocktail, which is a riff on the old Rob Roy with scotch. They call it the Rob Roy Steen. It has a little bit of extra ginger in it, in addition to the scotch and the vermouth. So it's really a multi-purpose space. You could go there for your lunch and get a pastrami sandwich, or you could go there for happy hour and have some great cocktails in the back.
In the fall, and especially in the summer, of course, we like to do the al fresco thing around here and sit outdoors. There's a place that you can do that in the wintertime, and I know it's not everyone's cup of tea. We may have mentioned it before, but tell us about this courtyard where you've got blankets, you've got delicious stuff to eat and drink and hang out outside even when the temperature is cold.
Yeah, this is at Post, the courtyard of the Hotel Monaco, which is very popular in the summer, as you said. They've got the herb gardens and everything, but they've repurposed it in the winter now to become really a winter cocktail lounge. Heat lamps, fire pits. They'll give you these faux fur blankets when you get there. And they've got an entire menu of warming food like fondue, for instance, and also warm cocktails like their variations on hot toddies and hot chocolates and those kinds of things.
And I see mac and cheese and chorizo mussels. Say no more.
Yes.
And let's finish up in Adams Morgan, old fashioned or old school barbershop to help us with our hair.
Yeah, this is called the Wise Owl Club. And this is something that DC does not have a lot of, kind of the old school yet upscale barbershops that you're seeing in a lot of cities. The owner has barber chairs reclaimed from the Midwest. They date back to the 20s or 30s. Animal heads on the walls, straight razor shaves, the whole nine yards. It's really a nice throwback kind of spot.
Sounds interesting. That's Jeff Dufour. He is the DC editor at UrbanDaddy.com. He joined us via Skype. By the way, you can read about everything he mentioned on WTOP.com. Search Urban Daddy.